League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Speaking personally, I think at the draw so far, that's the most frustrating one for me because I think there's 3 points on the board. Where we started the game especially?
Yeah, and you know, it's obviously missing the penalties. If we score that, I just think the mood changes. It seems to be a little bit of a mood over them at the minute. They look as though they need a lift from somewhere, and that might have changed it. But when we've got the goal, and then we should then...
I think you just sit on it a little bit again, yeah.
Well, yeah, kind of, but yeah, doing it in the wrong way.
Yeah.
And then second half was... To be honest, Steve, I think the game's ruined by...
Well, we're not going to mention him by name. I don't do that with him, but I mean, I've got to mention the penalty. I think he's, including the Trafford players, from what I can see, he's the only person who's seen something. Literally.
I don't think ours was a penalty, though.
I was low down, so I saw a tackle go in, but I wasn't sure.
I think the lads nicked the ball. Wolfie's kicked the back of his foot. There's about 3-4 fouls beforehand before he even gives a penalty. But
Brown was fouled for that,
that's for both sides.
Yeah, it
kind of ruins the game.
I did make the reference that he is consistent because he was poor for both teams.
He's
poor for both teams.
Yeah, he is, and he's one of them that you can't talk to. You can't.
We discussed before because we said as soon as you see his name on the programme on the team sheet, you sort of wink straight away, and then your job's harder to tell the lads.
It comes to something when it's part of your team talk, you're mentioning a referee. And telling the lads they've got to be careful because, you know, some of the decisions are nonsensical. It's like we've got a chance. I think it was Greaves or Greg. He's through on the edge of the box of a 1v1 situation, and he brings the.
He brought it back, but then did the same thing for them, exactly the same for Trafford. Yeah.
You know, so it kind of ruined the game. I thought, like I say, I think if we'd have scored the penalty first off, with it being so early in the game, I think it would have been a boost and a lift for the players. But it's just something. I'm going to have a chat with them now about. How they're feeling, and why they're just feeling so flat? Because we need to sort it out, really. And that's it's another one from the unbeaten run.
Yeah, true.
But you see, people will look at Trafford and they'll see that we lost 6-0 on Saturday, and they'll look at the table and look where they are on the table. Trafford are a good side.
No, yeah.
Everybody knows that. You know,
we saw it last year in the two games.
Of course. You know, so. You know, people shouldn't be fooled by league tables or performances and things like that. You know, I think we need some positivity right throughout the club. I think people are waiting for things to happen, both the players and supporters, and kind of expecting that we'll be champions this league, and we don't really do anything. Well, we do. We need to do what FC United has always been about, and that's all of us together.
I was going to mention that. Obviously, you know, people obviously are going to be disappointed. Look at the table, so 4 games, 4 draws, no wins. Obviously, you take that, and at the end of the day, I know you.
Yeah.
You know the responsibility stops with yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you bring the players and you pick the team. Yeah. Once the game starts, it's not quite as easy to. To manage it, but I mean, you know, so you know that, but obviously there's people saying, you know, this has got to be this season because Salford this next season, blah blah, it's got to be this year.
You know,
so does that add the pressure onto you as well?
Because the counter argument to that is if we get up this season, I'm in the Conference North, so when Salford come into the Conference North with all the big money, so what do we do then?
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
but it'll happen at some point.
Yeah, well, do we? Yeah. Abandon everything that we're about and start spending massive money to get to a place where, you know, that people will pay absolutely massive money. What we're doing as a club is far more important and a better way of doing things, for making ways of making things sustainable, you know, with the not so much the investment, but the way we're focusing on bringing and coaching younger players is important. And
the example at our league at the moment is Ilkeston, who brought in a load of 19 and 20 year olds and they're flying.
Yeah, you know, you look at what they're doing there, and you know that for a non-league club, that's the right way to go.
Exactly.
Because otherwise, all you're doing is keeping up with the Joneses.
Yeah.
Which isn't. I don't think we're in that bracket.
Yeah. Exactly. We'll see you Saturday.
Yeah. Cheers, Dale.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.